You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We learned the Gemara and Daf Yomi Zayi towards the bottom, where the Gemara is, how do you know that you follow roles in Dini Mamet? The passage that says after Rabbi Mahato is only written in the context of Dini Nefashos. You'll see Aharam Leroyes, Aharam Lahakos, he says in order to be Mechayiv Nisa, you have to have a Roy of Shnai. In order to Pater from Nisa, it's official with the Roy of Echad, unless you have a Dez of 23. And it's a split vote, it's an Hezid. The judge didn't in the Pashas needs 23. You have a split vote. So 12 Dayanim say Chayiv Nisa, and 11 Dayanim say Pater. You only have a Roy of Echad, then you can't be Mechayiv Nisa with that. But if it's Paket, 12 Dayanim say Pater. 11 Dayan say Chayiv, then a Reva Bechor, even though it's only a majority of one, is sufficient to pass it. That's all based on this one pasuk in Parshas Mishpat. But see, after a Rabbi in the Rois, you cannot follow a simple rule, a simple majority of the Rois within the Chayiv and Yisrael. But after Rabbi Mahathis, you do follow a simple Rois in order to acquit it, in order to pass it. So the Gemara says that that pasuk of after Rabbi Mahathis meaning only written in Chumash, in the context of Dina Nefashis. There is no pasuk at all that says he wrote about the Rebbe Dina Nefashis. But, Mar says, Chakal Vachayma. On the first white line, Ma Dina Nefashis, Chakamiri, Omar Chamon Azil Basarubi. The Torah says he wrote about the right. Dina Nefashis, even though you give an Einish Misa, so it's like Dina Nefashis, which is more Kala, like Hoshkin Abadi, go Basarubi. So the Mar says in the Ferish that he wrote about the right and Dina Nefashis. So one, if you only have this Gemara with this pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, you can say, yeah, you follow right in Dina Nefashis when it's a right in Dayanim. And then when you have a split vote among the Dayanim, what if you have a different Shaila? You don't know all the facts of the case. Do you follow right in order to ascertain the facts of the case? So that's what we started a couple of weeks ago, a month ago. We started as a Machlokes last year. We started as a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Raizid, and the Maamu Kainas here that we gave out the Parshas Hazim a long time ago. Perek Tez Rav and Yisuri Bi Alok of Chav Zayin. The Rambam writes the following. There is a Mishnah in Machshirin. Mishnah is Machshirin. Which not so many people learn Machshirin, but this Mishnah is quoted to live. To live up. That if you find Tinika Nimsa Mushloch Ba'ir, you find a little baby, the woman gave birth to a baby, she doesn't want to keep the child, so she leaves the baby in the hospital, she leaves the baby by the police, and let them take care of it. So you don't know whether the baby is Jewish or a non-Jew. So the Mishnah says you go bust the right. If right tinaikas, if right of the women who are able to give birth to children in the city, depending on the ages, if the right of the women who are physically able to give birth to children in the city, I can say, the right of the women in the city are nothing, so you assume the child is enough. So let's say you have a case. The right of the women in the city who are able to give birth to children are Israelis. So you assume if it looks like a child to be a Jewish child. It's obviously it looks like a Goyish child, so if it's done with the right, let's say, a Shvarta child. How often is it that a Jewish woman has a child from a Shvarta man? So then the right may change over there. Does it look like a Jewish child? Does it look like a Hispanic? What does it look like? What does it look like? Also plays a role. Let's say you have a baby, it can look like a Jew, it can look like a girl. You can't tell what it is. So you follow the right. So you send the child, so you know, someone adopts the baby, they raise the child, they send the child to cheder. The kid gets a bar mitzvah, he learns a yeshiva, he gets married, and everything easy. Thomas Fine Normally becomes a rabbi, everything's fine, everything goes along fine. Until his wife is Mizana. If his wife is Mizana, then we say, who's the Rambam right? Then we say, you can't give an Einish Misa today, she says she's Jewish. So there's talk that the husband is Jewish. Maybe the husband is a goy. And then Kiddushin comes and the wife we know is Jewish, the wife who is just Mizana, we know she's Jewish. Who says that the husband is a yid? Maybe he's really a goy. But you went bus the right to ascertain that the child was Jewish 25 years ago, 50 years ago, you went bus the right, and you gave him up for adoption to a Jewish family. And we sent him to cheder, and we made a bar mitzvah, and we let him down for an and we gave him smich, and we start him from in, he's the rabbi in the shul, he's the gabbai, whatever. No, you follow right for everything but din and the fashis, the Rambam says. When it comes to din and the fashis, something, the fashis lahakh, and the right does come. So the Rambam says that you don't follow right. In order to give Din Nefashis, you have to ascertain the facts of the case. If you're not sure what the facts are, right doesn't help that it should be considered a vadai to give an Einish Misa. The right of it is passing on the Rambam. What is he talking about? The Gemara is the favorite. This Gemara happens only to be speaking about right in Dayanim. that you follow right in the split vote among the Dayan. But the Rabbi says the other Gemara is more in the first parak of Kuvan, the second Sugya, and that you, that you know. The Gemara says, Menoha Mutadam Abban Nazmina Basaruza. The Gemara says, how do you know you follow right? So the Gemara says, Poshin, let's say, it says in the Kunish that if I say I want to murder somebody else, gets an English sight. So how do you know that the person that I killed, I know Reuben murdered Shimon. Who says that Reuben is Chaimis because he murdered Shimon? If Shimon is an Adam Trefo, then Halacha says that we consider him a Gavra Ketiva. And whoever shoots an Adam Trefo, not allowed to murder an Adam Trefo, but if you do, then you're not Chaimis. So how do you ever give an Einish Misa to the Retzeiach who killed the Nirzach? Maybe the Nirzach was a Trefo. So the Gemara says, with Hitema, you'll tell me that you check the whole body, make an autopsy, and after I murdered him, then you want to check every organ to check to make sure that there's no traitor. So the Gemara, maybe Malcolm Stipe, neck of heaven. Let's say I cut his neck off. Maybe I shot him to death. I stabbed him to death. So maybe the place where I stabbed him, maybe the place where I cut his neck off, maybe the place where I shot him, maybe there there was a traitor. So you can check all the other organs of the body except for that spot. We still don't know whether the hearing, whether the horror, whether the near side is a traitor or not. So how do you ever administer an Einish Misa? How is it ever possible? So the Hechreach, you have to say, do it for the The Torah says that you do follow right, or there's a Gemara later in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tesis quotes, and on Daf Tamach Tesam et Al. There is a deed in the Chumash that a nation sishes into is tied into. A nation sishes, she's an Aram or Rasa, so the Einish Misa is Kilo. And if she's an Isha Hanasula, after Nisuin, then the Einish Misa is Chenik. And if she's a Paschain, she's Insa, then the Einish Misa is Reik. Three different Anshim of Misa. That's why the Bahad, we spoke about the Bahad, counts it as three different lavas. That a Naira Hamarata should not be Mizana, and a Nisua should not be Mizana, and a Paschain should not be Mizana. And the Rambam disagreed with the Bahad. He says, what are you talking about? It's one din of Lysina. Just because it's a different Einish, here there's Skila, here there's Chenek, here there's Sreiko. That makes it into three different lavas. That was the tiny of the Rambam. Not like the Rambam of Bahag, but he counted the three lavas or one lavas. But everybody agrees that there's an Einish Misa. That they look at Misa. So the Gemara says, how do you ever know, let's say if an Einish Misa is Mizana, how are you so convinced that the woman is really married? There is a Mishnah, the very first Mishnah in Yevamos makes a statement, makes an assumption that if a man is Mekadosh an Isha, let's say a man married an Isha and she withheld certain information. He withheld, she withheld. He never said that he was institutionalized because of nervous breakdowns before whatever. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, make a revision. You don't even need a get in such a case. But let's say the woman never said that she had cancer, that she only has 2 months to go. She said, the doctor says she's going to die in 2 months. He says, Mamish Kiddush is going. If he has it, she has it. Either the chassid or the kallah withholds crucial information. If she, the boy didn't tell the girl that he has an ingrown toenail, or he has a headache every month and a half, he gets a slight headache. That's not a kiddush shetot. But if there's a major problem, then it's a kiddush shetot. And sometimes the Mishnayos have that it's considered a suffix. Maran Tzuba spoke to that. Sometimes it's considered a suffix if it's an intermediate move. But if you have a real move model, then all the questions are based on the Gemara. That is mamish and kiddush shetot. So the mission in the very first mission in the Bible gives an example of a case where it's mamish and move model. What does a man get married for? The Gemara says, in the end of time, it's a nisha el lebon. People get married in order to have children today. It's not necessarily so, but the goy, a lot of Jews also, unfortunately. But the Gemara says, normal people is a nisha el lebon, and the person gets married in order to have children. So what if a man marries a girl, and the girl turns out to be an islandess? Islandess is not an akara. Akara means they're married, they don't have any children. Hormone imbalance, they keep on going for treatment, and nothing works. That's a different story. Then married the woman turns out to be an akkoy, you can't say that that's kiddushin toy, but he didn't know, she didn't know, nobody knew. And if you buy real estate and it goes down, you buy stocks and it goes down, that's not called mekachot. So all of life is full of gambles and fakes, and that's what living is all about. But let's say then married the woman turns out that she's mamish and islandess. Islandess is a different story. Islandess means that the whole body doesn't develop. Islandess is not the same as an akkoy. That's not a hormone imbalance. It means the whole body is different. Chazanish says in Chelek Ebenezer that you need separate psukim to say that an island is ocho, you have a cave, and then you have a story, and you have an island. It's a different kind of a person. You need psukim to say that Kedushin Atopsim by an island. It's not really the same as in a cave. You need psukim to indicate that an island is a chayav, it's a mitzvah, and so on. So there's a Mishnah, the very first Mishnah in Ksuvus, in Yevamos, is assuming that if a man marries a woman, and then later on they come to the realization that this girl is an islandess, that we declare the Kedusha Toys, you don't even need a get with the Rabbanim. Many Rishonim hold you don't even need a get with the Rabbanim. Some hold that, some hold you do. The different Shittas there. The very first Daf, the first Mishnah in Yom. But the Pashtus is that the Kedusha Toys, you don't even need a get. So the how do you ever know, let's say, if you have an Eishes Tishes in, so how do you ever know to give an Eishes Mishnah? So the answer is Pashtus. What do you mean? An Eishes, you can tell the way the body is developing. How old is the girl? If the woman already has children, the woman is married, she has children, so obviously she's not an islandess. She has no children. If the woman is already 25 years old, you can tell how the body is developing whether she's an island. So the Gemara says here on Samach Testament Aleph, what if the girl is only 3 years old? So before the age of three, the din is in b'yosabir. After the age of three is b'yosabir. Like by a boy before the age of nine, a cotton before Teisha Shanu Yamechad is Ein B'yosabir, and after the age of nine is B'yosabir. It doesn't correspond, both by the boy and the girl, doesn't correspond to Bar Mitzvah. By the girl, the Bar Mitzvah we pass in is 12, Machlokes HaTanoim, and neither we pass in 12 will be aged, and B'yosabir is the age of three. And by boy, the Bar Mitzvah is 13 we pass in, and B'yosabir is the age of nine, it doesn't correspond. So the Mishnah has a case. If a girl is an Eishes Tish at the age of three, how can the girl be an Eishes Tish at the age of three? The father married a roof. A girl can't marry a roof. A girl can't marry herself roof before she's a bas mitzvah. But the father can marry off roof, or each mekabesh is bitok shikta. So the father married off his daughter. She's only 3.5 years old. Somebody's mezana with the girl. So the girl's not going to be chayv mitzvah. Says, "Oh, kire." The girl is a ketana, kotna ketana la baronshin. But the man who is mezana with her, if he's a gadol. If the boy Eishes Tish is past the age of Bar Mitzvah, so he'll get Nisa. So that's an Ishna Nisa. That's on Samach Testament Aleph, four lines from the bottom of the daf. So the Gemara quotes Tamina. Afanam Tamina. There's a Mishnah that says Bashal Shanu Yeh Mechad is B'yosabir. And therefore, if she's an Eishes Tish, Chayav Malah Mishum Eishes Tish. Chayav Malah Mishum Eishes Tish doesn't only mean you have to bring a chatas. If I was Mizana with the girl, the Shogig, I'm chayav chatas. Yeah, chatas you can bring Allah right. The Gemara says it even means that you're chayv nisa. The boy of Eishes Tish is chayv nisa. So the Gemara says, and who knows that the girl is not an islandess? At the age of 3.5, if she's already an Eishes Tish, she already has children and grandchildren, so obviously she's not an islandess, she's not an akara. If she's already 25 years old, you look at her body, you can tell whether she's an islandess or not. But at the age of 3.5, nobody knows. The doctors probably can't tell either if she's going to turn out to be an islandess. So the Gemara says, all right, and that Mishnah, they don't read about the Ruben. Unless you'll say the Gemara says, I'm asking him, Shekiba Lola, look at it. If I'm polishing to marry your daughter, I don't care whether the daughter's going to have children or not, I want to be this man's son of it. He wants to marry his daughter, whether he's going to lead up the children or not. So he says, Hare, Vitas and Kodesh, is lead, made in the island, and they made an island. So the Gemara says, Shekiba Lola, if he's Makabel, if let's say a guy wants to marry the girl, he knows that she has cancer. She knows that he has cancer. It's not a move. If you know about it, then you want to buy it anyway. So then it's not a nekach choice, it's not a kiddush choice. But that's what the Gemara discussed. Acham asking to keep the Gemara on the top of on the base. It's on the test on the base. Gemara says, how do you know to give Einish Misa to the man who's Bualak Tana, she's only Shalashan of the Amech, who's only 3.5 years old? Maybe the girl is an island, is Radaita Tahachilai Kodesh, and will turn out that it's Kedusha Toys. And love the Amin, Zilvasa Ruba, you follow the Roy to ascertain the facts of the case. Not only do you follow the Roy, if there's a split vote among the Dayanim, that's our Gemara, and I've given away, that's the Pasuk and Mishpatim, you follow the Roy to ascertain the facts of the case. The Roy, Nashon Lav, island is Lila, the Ruba. 99% of the women are not islands, very few are islands. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you can interpret it when it says, Chayiv Alem, Chayiv Chatas. Chayiv Chatas, you can go Basarot to give the Chayiv Chatas. The Gemara says, no, it's Mukhaf for the Mishnah, it goes on Misim. Marza maybe Hafmaskinon to keep Lilat. Maybe it's only if the chosen when he was Makadesh is Bito. When the father of the girl married her off to someone else, maybe the chosen said, I want to marry the girl even if it turns out that she's an island. Well, what does he see such an attractive girl the agent? He wants to meet his man Salomon, whatever, for covet, for money, whatever the story happens to be. So the Gemara says maybe he can't prove it from the Mishnah. But halacha l'maaseh, bottom line, that is the din. He can't prove it from the Mishnah, but the din. So it's not afanana metanina. The Gemara raised the possibility that maybe since the Pasuk that says the Hitzilah Ha'edah, the Hitzilah Ha'edah means you always have to go to Hakel and Dina Nefashah, so always give a break. In the case of all the Dina of Hatzolah, we discussed already. That Pasuk was Kuz in Hamalamit, Kuz in the Chayzah Malamit, Chayzah in the Mishnah Hamalamit, based on an hour. Lists off all of the Yesa Chilukin, Be'imam and Islam Nefashah. So the first chiluk that Dini Mamonis is an upper bezna between Dini Farshini and bezna 22. That has nothing to do with schools and chayva. This is 3, this is 23. But the other 9 differences between Mamonis and Nefashis are all based on the Hitzilu Eidah. That you only have a mitzvah of Hatzolah, indeed in Nefashis, but in that's the top place of Salam is based on the Nefashis. You only say the Hitzilu Eidah in the case of Dini Nefashis where there's one needle. In the case of Dini Mamonis, what are you going to say to Hitzilu Eidah? Give him a break. What do you mean give him a break? Why not give me a break? If you're going to hold on to the money, so I'm going to lose the money that I'm entitled to. So whom should they favor? And Dini Mamonis, where you have two valid dinim, there are two tzedarim, so you can't apply the Hitzilu. Dini Nefashis, Dini Malkus, Dini Golas, you only have one person that's being judged over here. So then you have the din of the Hitzilu. So those are the 9 chilukim between Mamonis and Nefashis. That's what we spoke about last time. That sometimes you have a Mashal Shara and Niskov. The judge is sure whether the Shara is Chayiv Skil or not, the Shara Shahar Vistot, the Shara Shahrova. So the more runs out from Sukkim, Kimishpat HaBalam. It says the Gambol of Yumak. The Mishnah has a drasha. Kamisa Sabbalim Kachmis Hashad. Amis Sabbalim Chav Gimel. Amis Hashad Chav Gimel. Need a bezel 23. But the other 9 dinim of Hatzolah do not apply to a behemoth. There's no mitzvah Hatzolah. He'd see the way the gate is done by behemoth. And sometimes you have hakert. Sometimes that's the case. We need a bezel 23, and all the dinim of Hatzolah don't apply. Sometimes you have a din where all you need is a bezel 3, and all the dinim of Hatzolah do apply. Where is that? It's by Malkus. Not like the Tanoim, but the Malkus is an upper bezna 3 or 23. According to Abishmael and Chachamim on that base, and we pass like the Chachamim, the Malkus is the Gimel. And nonetheless, we can learn that from Sukkim that all of the 9 dinim of Hatzolah apply to Malkus. Here, Malkus minayin asir rosh rosh lam gimel base. All the dinim of Hatzolah, the 9 dinim of Hatzolah apply to Malkus the same way that it applies to Nisa, even though the number of the mispar dayanim is not 23. The 10 chilukim between Mamas and Nefashis are not all the same. The first chiluk is 3, a bezna 3 versus a bezna 23. That's a gzeres hakrasa. And the other 9, they all go to, sometimes you need 23. You don't have the mitzvah satzolah. It says by nesis, the Gemara says by nesis, if you file a nesis, nesis only needs a bezna 23. But there's no mitzvah satzolah. You don't have any of the dinim of hatzolah. So there's really 2 different halachos. The Gemara says here in Samach Tesum and Aleph, the Gemara says, yeah, the dinim of hatzolah, the hitzilu ho'edo. So one might have wanted to argue that because of the accumulator, how can you say Avinah Basa Reuben? You're going to give a person Nisa based on a Rosh Tarei that split vote among the Dayanim. That's in the pasuk. It says, that's a fairish pasuk that you do follow right to give an Einish Misa. But would you follow right to ascertain the facts of the case when the facts are unknown, not when you have a split vote among the Dayanim? So Gemara said, maybe you shouldn't follow right because of the pasuk of the Hitzilu Eidah. Gemara says, it can't be. Of course you follow right even to ascertain the facts of the case. For Haraya by Islandis, you don't know whether the Ketana, who's Shavashana Yamefer, she's named Shishish, she was in Skatcha the Abiyah, how do you know if she's an Islandis? And the answer is, Azlina Vasaluz. And by Horeg, it's Kaveh, how do you know that the Neharad is a Shomei, maybe he's a traitor, if it's a traitor, so if you kill a Gavrik Tini, you're not Kai Misa. Obviously, Avlina Vasaruba said, that's what they're writing in Eskival. How can the Rambam say that we find the Tinakan, Nimtza Mushlach Bo'ir Sheruba Yisraelios? That the Mishnah says in Machshirin, the Mishnah says that the Avlina Vasaruba, you ascertain the child is Jewish based on the right of the likelihood. Who can the mother be? Most of the women, childbearing age in the city, are Jewish, so we assume the child is Jewish. But the Rambam says, that's only that you send him to the yeshiva, and then you give him an education, you give him a bar mitzvah, and you marry him off and everything, and you let him daven and lay him, tzarzayin to the minyan and everything. But when it comes to dinner the parshas, then you don't go basarav. You can't go basarav to ascertain the facts of the case in order to give dinner the parshas. So the rabbi says, what is he talking about? That was the havamin of the gemara daf tanach tested, le'al zina basarav. But the maskana was that you do go basarav. So how can the Rambam go against the maskana? That's the right discussion. So granted, the Raivid mentions Islandis. I don't think the Raivid there in Hilchas Yisuri B or the Terek Ezra, where is it? Aloha Chav Zayin. I don't think it mentions the Gemara in the first Terek of Kurban. The same thing by the Trefa. Maybe the Trefa, maybe she's an Islandis. The Raivid mentions Islandis from Terek Menser. And he mentions also the other Gemara. See, the Gemara before the Gemara goes like this. If you take a look there, Tamachas on the base. Daf Hamachesem and Beis is the beginning of the 8th Perek, Perek Ben Saramar. There's a special thing in the Torah Ben Saramar. The kid has to be after Bar Mitzvah. Before Bar Mitzvah, if he's a cotton, he doesn't get any punishment. Even though Then some more is Neragal Shem Stofo. We give him an Einish Mitzvah now. Yom Mazak by Yom Mazchayah. So it's not really for the Aver that he did now. It's in order to prevent him from getting a worse Einish for being a murderer later. But still, the Halacha says that it's only Nishiyavish Tei Saris. It's only after his Bar Mitzvah. Before Bar Mitzvah, the Halacha says, Einish Shemel Kei Masir. You don't give an Einish Aguruf if the person didn't violate some Aver or not. So he has to be Bar Mitzvah. How many years is he eligible to be a Ben Torah Baruch? So let's say he's 95 years old and his father's 125. So he can still be a Ben Torah Baruch? No. So the Mishnah says there's an upper limit. Achiyakim zokin atak. If he's already older, so there's just a couple of months older. If he doesn't only have Shtei Cyrus on the Hebrew, he has so much Seir growing on the Hebrew, and he can fagir, then he's off the hook. And there's no din of Ben Torah Baruch. So the Gemara also says, there's no din of Ben Torah Baruch after 3 months. The whole life, the whole possibility of becoming a Ben Torah Baruch is only 3 months. Just like you have by a girl, you have a Ketana and a Naira. In a Bulgaria, we learn Kiddushin in the beginning, so we discussed it. The Ketana is up until Bat Mitzvah. Then the first 6 months after she becomes a Naira, after she becomes a Bat Mitzvah, she has the status of a Naira. And after 6 months, then she becomes a Bulgaria. And there is different dinim between a Ketana and Naira, very different dinim between a Ketana, a Naira, and a Bulgaria. So too, by a boy, you have such a parallel din. Up until Bar Mitzvah, he's a Ketana. After Bar Mitzvah, for 3 months only, he's like a Nar, like a Naira. He's still Bishusavid, and after 3 months, he's no longer Bishusavid, like a Bagaris. There's such a parallel. The Goyim makes such a parallel. Just like by a girl, you have 3 stages, but by a boy, you also have the 3 stages. What's an Nafkiminis? By a girl, there are many, many Nafkiminis. Between a Ketana, a Naira, and a Bagaris. By a boy, the only Nafkiminis that tops is when he gets to the Ben Torah Mor. A Kotna and a Godel, there are many Nafkiminis. But there's not Chai the Mitzvah, not a Baronshin, and a Godel is, like a Tilma, Mitzvah, and everything. But this status of the first 3 months, he's still Bishusavid, and after 3 months, no longer Bishusavid. The whole Nafkiminis is when he gave to the Din of Ben Torah Mor. Where does it say that in the Chumash? That Kol Yom of Ben Torah Mor is only 3 months. And Gemara has that Rosha. And it says, Ki'il Yish, Bein Sarera Moire, Bein Veloy Av. Bein Veloy Av. The kid, the Moshe we gave, the man is 95 years old, the father is 125 years old. So he's going to be a Ben Torah Mor. What do you mean? He himself is already a great grandfather. This 95 year old. So that's a din of Ben Torah Mor. And then Shemayev is late. The 125-year-old father and mother screaming at this 95-year-old kid. He's not obeying them. So of course, there's no din of Ben Torah Mor. Ben Torah Mor is only a bein v'loyah. Not only a bein v'loyah. Elpe haroy lekroys tayav. Let's say the kid is 14 years old. He could have theoretically gotten married to David's bar mitzvah. His wife could have become pregnant right away. 9 months later, she would have had a baby. So at the age of 13 and 9 months, he could have already been a father. So not only Bein Veloya, Bein Veloy Haroi, Liyosav, theoretically, the kid is not going to get married at 13. Then Ben Shimon Esra Lechupi, he's not going to get married till he's 20, 25 years old. But since theoretically he could have gotten married at the age of 13 and his wife could have become pregnant, could have had a baby, so that's Bein Veloy Haroi Lechoy Sayav. Not only 9 months after, the Gemara says, even 3 months after. Why 3 months after? Because by a normal baby who's a 9 month pregnancy, so it's called Hukarubra after 3 months. There is Dinim Hukarubra for fasting and a Tanaisin, that's a Dinder Rabbon, another Dinim Hukarubra. So that's also called because of the Din of the Hitzila Hoedah. So not only the Hitzila Hoedah tells us to give the man a break in the proceedings, in the mechanics of how the Bezin functions. The Hitzila Hoedah also says when you darshan the psukim, whenever there's a thought of how to darshan the psukim, so you always darshan the psukim v'hokim. Yet sometimes the midrashot and the drashot for him are different in different areas of halacha. Moshe, we must have discussed it, that in Kotchin, we have a klal, ein lemedim lamed men alamed b'kotchin. Let's say I have a psukim that says I learn how B from A. A certain din is written in A, and I still took to B, a hekesh or something. Then I want to learn out from B to C. Some call it Tarakula, the Maidim, Lamim, and Alamim, except for Kachim. A whole sugi, a couple of Lad Gemara, at the beginning of Tarak is Zel Mekaiman, in the middle of Zelachim. The Gemara has all the details of this cloud. That the Midrash and the Dreshish Mem are slightly different when it comes to the area of Kachim. That Ela Maidim, Lamim, and Alamim, the Kachim. That's how it says in the Gemara. The Kachim is different. Or the Mashal and Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that you always told the Kumar, whenever there's a slight toss up, had a darshan of Sukkim, the Kumar, the Kumar, The Gemara says you always go lechuma because we have a pasuk that says shakit the shaksen type tavele techerimu. The Gemara says that pasuk shakit the shaksen means that whenever there's a toss up, had a darsh in the pasuk, whether the kul or lechumra, so always go lechuma. Always go lechuma and include more into the Easter of avodah zarah. So similar to by avodah zarah that you have different midrash of Torah and drashes to him. So the Gemara says here, it says v'hi tzilah leida. V'hi tzilah leida doesn't only mean try to give the need on a break. Not only the nine chilukim that are mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, but there's another major chiluk. Whenever you darshan sukkim, and it's a toss-up, and you have a slight nesias hadas, the darshan lechumra, so the Gemara says v'hi tzilah leida tells you, don't darshan lechumra, stay lechumra. Since you can say, don't darsh in the pasuk lechumra based on a slight nitiyas of that. So here the Gemara says like this. The pasuk says, Gil yish bein sorer emara. So we say, bein v'loyav, that's a clear cut to Russia. Bein v'loyav. Not only bein v'loyav, bein v'loy haroi l'troi sayad. If the son is 95 years old, and the father is 125 years old, so there's no din of zokim, there's no din of ben sorer emara. Zokim, it's a great grandfather. There's no din of ben sorer emara because he could have theoretically already been a great grandfather many times over. So even though he's not even married, the 95-year-old son is not married. And then the Gemara says, and even if he's not 95, he's only 14 years old, even if he's only 13 and 9 months, even if he's only 13 and 9 months, he could have gotten married the day of the bar mitzvah, his wife could have become pregnant, he could have had a baby 9 months later. Even if he's only 13 and 3 months, the Gemara says, Kol Yom Moshe Ben Zeremar, Ein Elosh Shloisha Kadoshim, why? Kol Vein V'loi Haroi L'Kroi Sei Ah, and after 3 months it'll be Hukaruka. Okay. No, after 9. But after 9 is not Roy Levi. No. Roy Levi. So the Sheikh Lazera, the Sheikh, not Moilet till Yudim. That's how the Gemara says. If he's Moilet before, the Gemara has seen that the Doris have shown that they were Moilet earlier, so they became Bar Mitzvah earlier. It's not a question as Mana said, because our diets are so much better. And they keep on writing in all these newspapers by this one and the other one, have babies at the age of 9, the age of 10. Let's start a question. Maybe we should look into it. Maybe today the kids should become bar mitzvah early. According to the Tosfos here, it's Tanakh Testament Aleph, Yesh Leimar, the top Tosfos, that the Doris are ashamed that they were royal hoiled earlier, so they became bar mitzvah earlier. So then the Zman Hazal also, if we should ascertain that because of the diet, people are royal hoiled at an earlier age, then maybe they should become bar mitzvah earlier. Gotta look into it. But the Pashto says, the Gemara says, the Chiyot Zedish, the Gemara has a drasha here. Around 10 lines from the top of Samach Testament out. The Gemara quotes, the Chiyot Zedish al Reyehu l'harga b'yamah, so this Gemara darshan is the Chiyot Zedish, Pashto Shad, the Chiyot Zedish, the Mezid, premeditated murder. The Gemara has a drasha that it has to do with Vayozad Yankif Nozit, to cook. And the Gemara has a drasha, Ish Mezid Mazriya, Kotnei Mezid Mazriya. That only an ish means a bar mitzvah. The chiyazid ish, that if the kid is bar mitzvah, then it's roi lahoilet. He's mezid in Azri, he can cook up sheikh lazera in his body, that's roi lahoilet. But if he's a katan, even though he's roi lahoilet, before the age of 9 is not roi lahoilet, and the sheikh lazera is not metamet. After the age of 9 is roi lahoilet, so the sheikh lazera is metamet, the tipas keri is metamet. But he's still not roi lahoilet till the age of bar mitzvah. And if he's moilet before, it's bonim kisimot. That's a sugi in the first parak in Yibam. Bonim kisimon, except that who says that it's Eina Petrachas by rice? Who says that he's the father? Maybe someone else is the father. But if not for sure that he's the father, then the Gemara discusses Bonim kisimon. That's the equivalent of becoming Bar Mitzvah. But Doris Hashem that they were moiled earlier, as the Tosfos Taka says that they became Bar Mitzvah earlier. But that's how the Gemara darshan the pasuk, that it says, V'chi Eliyish bein sorer emara, bein v'loyav, bein v'loy haroi l'kroi sayav, and not only roi l'kroi sayav at the age of 13 and 9 months, if it'll be hukarubro, so we'll also be nakos. That means in the fashas. Even the fashas, you always go with kula and darshan in the psukim. So you say, vihitzila hoedo, you always darshan in the psukim lohakel. So we say, not only bein v'loyav, we say bein v'loy haroi l'kroi sayav, if he's already 13 and 9 months. And even if he's only 13 and 3 months, he could have been hukarubro. If he would have wanted to, he could have made a woman pregnant, it would have been hukarubro. Could have been possibility. So that's also enough to be called bein v'loy haroi l'kroi sayav. Frek the Gemara, Harif is the Gekash. Plotly, we know that the Tanoim had a tradition, there's two kinds of pregnancies. There's a 9-month pregnancy and a 7-month pregnancy. The Gemara has such a discussion. Whenever a woman gives birth to a baby in the 8th month, is it a post-mature 7-month pregnancy, or is it a premature 9-month pregnancy? If it's a premature 9-month pregnancy, then the kid is an Aphel. An Aphel is not a Barkayama. If it's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy, it's a wonderful, a lot Barkayama. So how do you know? So you look to see whether the Negro is born of Sarah. There's a post-mature baby that's there longer than he needed for the pregnancy. It's going to have the hair is going to be developed, and the fingernails, and the features are going to be more complete, more chiseled out. So the Gemara discusses it, and Ben Ches, do you assume that it's a post-mature 7-month pregnancy or a premature 9-month pregnancy? But the Gemara assumes like that, that there's such a thing. I'm not sure, the Gemara assumes that there's such a thing as a 7-month pregnancy. So the Gemara here makes an assumption, a medical assumption. But just like in a 9-month pregnancy, it'll be hukah ruva after 3 months, so in a 7-month pregnancy, it should be hukah ruva after 1/3 of 7 months, which is how much? Which is 2 1/3, 2 months and 10 days. The Preg the Gemara. So why did you establish the halacha is that there's no ben Torah? Mora after the age of 13 3 months gave Aika. He said it doesn't make sense to say ben Torah if the father is 125 years old and his kid was disobeying the father's 95. So you have to say ben Baloi. In Nishkin Tatis, the 95-year-old man never got married. He's still the son. So you say, Bein Baloi Haroi L'Kroi Sayah. So we went down to 13 and 9 months. Then we went even down to 13 and 3 months. Why? Hukah Rubra. So why did you say only 13 years and 3 months? Zog after 13 years and 2 months and 10 days, there's already no Dita Mentzor Amore. Because it's also, it would have been hukah ruva. The Gemara says, unless maybe the medicine is, maybe the medical facts are not so, maybe hukah ruva doesn't mean shlishi gura. Maybe hukah ruva doesn't depend medically on 1/3 of the full-term pregnancy. Maybe it's 3 months, whether it's a 7-month pregnancy or 9 months. So the Gemara is not sure. But the Gemara discusses, maybe if one should assume that the medical facts are, this is the whole sugya, if one should assume that the medical facts are that it's going to be hukah ruva at 1/3 of this pregnancy, and the pregnancy is 7 months, so 1/3 is going to be 2 months and 10 days. So why did they say that if the kol yom hamshem nitzarim is only 3 months, maybe it's going to be 2 months and 10 days? So the Gemara says no. We follow right. Aglina basa ruben. The Gemara says aglina basa ruben. Did the Rashi to give mahachmir to give einish misa? And what happened? Shteitas vehitzila ho'eda. Why says no? The Hitzila Ho'eda means whenever it's unclear how to darshan the psukim, you go to Kula. You always give them a break in the Seder Hadiyum, in the formalities of the Bezin. That's Lam Beis. And you always darshan the psukim lahokel whenever possible. But still, whenever you have a right, so you follow the right. Since most of the pregnancies are 9-month pregnancy. So you go Basaroi, but you say it's going to be a 9-month pregnancy, and Shlish Ibur, 1/3 of the pregnancy is going to be 3 months. So the Rabbi, and then the Gemara says, Baharaya, the Gemara says the proof. That's around 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Tesimon Aleph, a whole chunk of Gemara. The Gemara says, in a proof that you follow Roy, you've indeed in the Pasha, so the Gemara finally quotes the proof from Eilinus, the Gemara's master the proof on the base, that he goes at Kibbalah Lake. But before that, the Gemara says, in a proof that you go about the Roy, this is another Mishnah, in the middle of how you bite it, that the Mishnah has like this. Let's say, you have to make Rishon HaKir on the Eidim, to make sure that they got the story straight. So let's say, you ask the Eidim, what day of the week was it? So they both say that it was on Shabbos, Parshas Noah, Shabbos, Parshas Noah. Then they say, what month was it? Then they say, Chodesh Teshuvah. Then they say, what day of the month? So one of them says it was the third day of the month, the other one says it was the second day of the month. I can understand why he thinks the third day of the month, because it's Rosh Chodesh is the Thursday, Friday. So he thinks Rosh Chodesh is Thursday, it's the Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. The Shabbos is the third. The other guy is more of a pekeah. He knows when you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, so the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the third day of the month. So if it's going to be, so the Mishnah has, let's say it's going to be, this is Noyak, Lech Lecha Vayera. It's going to be Shabbos Parshas Vayera. So by the time it comes Parshas Vayera, this guy, this Chacham is still not going to know what day of the month it is. So then the Mishnah says, no, it's already the second half of the month, and one says that it was the, whatever it's going to be, 14 plus 2 is 16. One says it was 16, one says it was 17, then it's no good. But in the first half of the month, the first couple of days in the month, so if it's only one day off, so you say, Zayyad to be Burish al Khadish, but Zayyad is absolutely Burish al Khadish, because Rav and Yodam make a mistake. Rav and Yodam don't always know what day of the month it was, or let's say what time it was. So the man is that we all have watches. Whoever doesn't have a watch, you have a clock on the wall, or you ask someone else what time it is. Banatanai, Bamaram, they didn't have any clocks, they didn't have any watches. How do they know what time it was? How do they know what time it was? So the Yosameh has a fascinating Chiddush. He wants to say on the Ramah, it's like a maskilah Chiddush, he wants to say that in HaTorah, the Drisha B'Hakira, the Eid HaShoah, is only, was it AM or PM? Was it in the morning or the afternoon? You can't expect that he should know whether it was 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. They have no watch. Before Chatzos and after Chatzos, that they can know. That's how the Yosameh says. Whatever. But the Mishnah says more than that. But the Mishnah says more than that. Not only did they have to know was it AM or PM before Chatzos, everything the Mishnah says, so they say what time was it. So one eight says it was 8:30, the other one says it was 8:45. So the Gemara says, Adam Toya, people make a mistake in 15 minutes. I don't know if it's Mana Zeh. One guy says it was 8 o'clock, one says it was 8:30. I don't know if you would say Adam Toya. But if it's Mana Tanan that they didn't have watches. So if one says he thinks it was 8 o'clock, one says he thinks it was 8:30. So the Gemara says, since Rav and Yodam make a mistake, so that's okay. But one of them is going to say it was 7 o'clock, one of them says it was 9 o'clock. So the Gemara says that's too much of an error. So Rav and Yodam would not make such a mistake. But whatever Rav and Yodam would make a mistake, if Rav and Yodam ruled the Yishe told the Yibur of the Yarko, if Rav and Yodam Matoya the Yibur of the Yarko, Ruben the Inshi, that's the logic of the Gemara. Ruben the Inshi, Abdi Tobi, Bur the Arab. Most people make a mistake about which day of the month it is in the first couple of days of the new month. A Ruben the Inshi make a mistake, they just show. So then the Gemara says that the Mishnah says that that's okay. Within such a margin of error, that's okay because he goes, follow right. So the Rabbit quotes this Gemara when he disagrees with the Rambam. Happened the Rambam writes that you don't follow Rav and the Nefesh is that by the Eishes is Shezinson, she's married to the man and we're not so sure that he's Jewish to begin with. But he was found that Tinaka Nimsa Mushloch Bu'ir, Sheruba Yisraelim. So the Mishnah says, Machshir and you follow Rav. So the Rabbit, the Rambam writes that you don't give Rav Mishmisa to the Eishes is Shezinson. Maybe her husband is a goy. All of a sudden we wake up now. Maybe the husband is not Jewish. Maybe she's not an Eishes is to make it. You should tell some things all in Akum. So the Rabbi has the Kash and the Rama. How can he say you don't follow Roy? What about Ruben Din? She's told before the Ark. What about Ireland? He's referring to this whole shtick of the Gemara, some of them. So the Kash from the Ruben Din, she's told before the Ark, with the Ruben Din, she's told Oyim Toyev Shoachas, Vishtei Shoes, that whole discussion, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, that's not really such a stark Kash. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and the Rav Shoveh has on the Rama also. That's really a different din. That's like the din over here in the Gemara. Let's say the Ben Sora Mora after only has 3 months. So the Gemara says, why only 3 months? Why shouldn't you chisel it down further to 2 months in 10 days? The Gemara says, because right pregnancies are 9 month pregnancies. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Right pregnancies are 9 months. So we are ascertaining that this man is going to get married to a woman who's going to have babies with a 9 month pregnancy. What if he's never going to get married? We're going to give him a Hanish Misa now. He's never going to, we're going to see he's not going to live so long that he should get married. We're hoping by giving him a Hanish Misa. So what is the guy? He's a single kid. He's only 13 years old. 13 years old. They say after 13 years and 3 months, after 13 years, 2 months and 10 days, that's a meal. So then you don't give him a Hanish Misa. After 13 years and 3 months, you follow right. What do you mean you follow right? You're going to give him a Hanish Misa today. Follow right to ascertain that what? So obviously the Gemara doesn't mean to ascertain any fact to the case. We don't care whether he's going to ever get married. We don't care whom he's going to marry. We don't care whether his wife is going to have children, post-mature, premature. We don't care. We're discussing being kaveh what the din is. How do you dash in the pasuk? When the pasuk says, bein, seremar, bein voloya, so we stretch it, bein voloya, haroi lekroi saya. And not only a Roy LaCroix Sayyab after 9 months, after the baby could have theoretically been born, even after a Shlishi Burai. So then the Gemara says, well, why don't you even stretch it further and say, Bein of Aloy HaRoy LaCroix Sayyab, since there's a possibility there exists, such a thing exists, a 7 month pregnancy. So one should assume that medically in a 7 month pregnancy would be a Hukarubra after 2 months and 10 days, and why not Darshan the person like that? The Gemara says, what are you talking? You always darshan psukim based on the roi. You don't darshan psukim based on the miyut. Very few exceptions to the rule. The rule basically is you darshan psukim based on the roi. So that's what the Gemara means to say. This Gemara by the roi b'nashim and sabbis b'yoldas l'teisha hadoshim, this is not a kash on the Rambam. The Rambam is masking with this. When you darshan psukim, you darshan based on the roi. The Rambam is saying if you ascertain it back to the case, I don't know whether the woman is an Ashish Tish, because I'm not so sure that her husband is Jewish. If the husband is not Jewish, then Ein Kiddushin talks in between a Nochri and a Yisraelis. So if you don't know what the facts of the case are, so the Rambam right, you cannot ascertain facts of the case based on it. Here you're not ascertaining any facts, here you're being kaveh, what is the din of Ben Sora Mora? Adi Yadarshan the Psukim, Bein Veloi Haroi Lekroisaya, Bein Veloi Ha, Bein Veloi Haroi Lekroisaya. So that's a din of Darshan the Psukim. The same thing that Kasha, the Rabbi Chava writes, also Rav Soloveitchik said, is also the name of his father. The same thing by the Echad Aymer, they put the Bednias, what day of the week was it? They say it was Shabbos. Which Shabbos Parshas Mert? And they say, which month? Cheshvan. Then they say, what day of the month? So he says, the second of Cheshvan, he says, the third of Cheshvan. But they both say it was Shabbos Parshas Mert, so look at Aluah. But Allah says that's not enough. If he says it was the fifth of Cheshvan, he says it was the second of Cheshvan, even though clearly somebody made a mistake, it's no good. No, but even though it's clear that a Shabbos Parshas Mert, it would be no good. But if he says the second of Cheshvan, he says the third of Cheshvan, since Uber the Inshi Yavi, the Tobi, Uber the Yarko, so then you go bust the right. You go bust the right, then what? But still, it's almost like many a day. Let's say the last of the A, when did it happen? If the A will come next Sunday, so say, yesterday it happened. What was yesterday? He says, I don't know. One A says it was Shabbos Parshas Noyach, Beis, Mechaydish, Cheshvan, Shnash, Tav, Shin, and Cheshvan. The other guy says, I don't know what year it was, just Rosh Hashanah, I'm not holding what year it was. I think it was Rosh Hashanah. It was yesterday, exactly, it was yesterday. So the din is that that's no good. Most of the Rosh Hashanah, that's not good. It says, Esmol HaRogah. He has to say what day of the week, and he has to say what month it was, and he has to know what day of the month it was. So if the eight says, one of them says it was Sheni B'Chodesh, and one of them says Shlishi B'Chodesh. So fine that you say, he's not an outright liar. Ruben the Inshiavna told the Bula the Yarcha, we can understand that's an acceptable mistake. That's an acceptable mistake. We don't declare that the man is a liar. So he's not a liar, but that was like many a day. One of them says it was second of Cheshvan, which is correct, Rosh Chodesh is Thursday, Friday. Wait, when is Rosh Chodesh? Friday, Shabbos. Oh, I'm saying everything wrong. Rosh Chodesh is Friday and Shabbos. So one of them says, so Shabbos is the first of the month. Shabbos is the first of the month. So one of the Pasha made a mistake. One of them made a mistake. He thought it was the second in the month. The other one says, no, Shabbos is the first in the month. So it's an honest mistake. It's a mistake that doesn't indicate that he's an outright liar, but still, it's always like any day. So why is it good? Why does the Gemara say, one of them says it was 8 o'clock, one of them says it was 9 o'clock in the morning. So you say, one of them is right and one of them made a mistake. So the one who made a mistake, so it's an honest mistake. But still, let it be like any day. If he says any day is no good, so how does the Mishnah say that it's good? So the answer is here, it's also, whatever Abdi Inshi did told, whatever is a reasonable mistake that people are entitled to make, so we say the Chachamim never required Lahatzilah so much. Let's say, the Bezim will ask him, what time was it? He has to say to the minute. It was 8:24 in here. How can you, there's Mech that only has to be Natorah, has to say it with the A.M. appear. So the Pashtus and the Mishnah is not like Yerus Mech, or even if you're all like Yerus Mech, so the Mishnah is saying it's in the Rabban. He has to say Be'ez Ashur, but Be'ez Ashur is only Be'ez Ashur. He says it's sometime between 8 and 9, the other guy says I think it's between 9 and 10. So since Abdi Yinshi, Abdi Rubu the Yinshi, Abdi told the Shah Ahas, Adam told the Shah Ahas, so I say when the Torah, when the Chachamim, when the Chayef to say Be'ez Ashur, it doesn't mean Be'ez Ashur exactly, Be'ez Ashur, it means Be'ez Ashur within a range of 2 hours. Within a range of 2 hours. So that's also not a word that Roy is a Mavara, the facts of the case. No. Both the roi by the Ben Sora Mora and the roi by the Abdi Inshi, the Tolbi, were the Yach, and Abdi Inshi, Adam Toy B'Shachas, Adam Toy B'Shteishoes. That's not a roi that's ascertaining facts of the case. That's a roi that's Kaveya. The halacha is Kaveya. What's the din of Bein Voloyah, Bein Voloyah, Roi L'Kroisayah, and it's Kaveya, either on the level of the rice, on the level of the Rabbanon. How Meduyah do the Aden have to be? Not only have to be some Meduyah, whatever, Abdi Inshi, the Tol, the group of the Inshi Tol. I say the halacha is always nikva based on the roif, so the Edom don't have to be some of the year, as long as it's within 2 hours. as long as it's within one day of each other, one day in the month, so that's also acceptable. One day in the week, that's not, because normal people know whether it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they know what day of the week it is. But to know what day of the month it is, a lot of times people are off by one day in the first day of the month. So those kashas are b'chol not shver in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that you don't follow Rav to ascertain the facts of the case, but that you follow Rav to be kaver d'alacha. Okay, that's not a kash. But the other two, those are kashas on the Rambam. The Gemara says you follow Rav to ascertain the facts of the case, that the woman is an Eishes, that she's not an islander. That the woman is an Eishes, if she's an islander, then we say that it's a Kiddush HaTorah. That's the first mission of Yivamis. So how do you say, Abba Shalom Shalom V'yoyim Echad, this Kadesh is Aizei Odiro, Bimbo Leo Acher, Chayva Leho Miso, Mishum Bua Leish Yisish, how can it be? Maybe the girl is 3.5 years old, maybe it's going to turn out she's going to be an islandess. So how can you say, it'll be a Kiddush HaTos, you won't even need to get into the Rabbana. But that's the case where you're following Roy to ascertain the facts of the case, and the same thing by the Treyfum. How can you follow Roy? The Gemara says, how do you know, Miro HaMilf, the Rabbana, and Zil Basar Ruben? More says from the parish of Ratzeach, that if Ratzeach is Chai Misa, maybe he killed a Gavrik team, maybe he killed a traitor with the Gavrik team. So, and it's not going to help to make an autopsy to check the demon. But the Kasha from Ireland is, and the Kasha from Traitor, which the Rabbi didn't mention, but the same Kasha, that's an Eisen Akasha. You see, you follow Roy to give the demon the Foshas, even though you're ascertaining the facts of the case based on the Roy. That's the Kasha. So in that Kasha, the Ragachava has it there.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.